Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of our show today. We have several different things that's going on here, and we're trying out some new software, so hopefully everything that we record today is going to be a good show. And I know that that we are definitely excited about our next guest, Mr. Majid Jafi. I believe I said his name right, Jafi. Shafi, he will tell me if I'm saying his name right. How about that? How about that? But we are excited about the things that we're doing here at the station. Had some great guests yesterday. Of course, we had Mike Norris yesterday. Mike Norris. And that was just a blessing to have him to be a part of our show and to have him just to be a blessing to us and be on the air with us and to share with us about the great things. The great things that he's doing in making the movie I Am Gabriel. And then, of course, we had Freddie Washington talked about his new CD. His new CD is called The Jesus Record. And it's available actually starting in another week or so. I think he's having a soft release online at iTunes and Amazon. So, different things, and we're excited to see that happen and see what God is doing with that and see the people that God has brought in our lives. And anyway, we're kicking off the show a little bit later today as we normally do just because we're trying out some new software, trying to see what we're doing and trying to make sure that we get a good sound effect every time that we do the show. And it looks like everything is streaming pretty good here. And anyway, God is good. God is always blessing. And this individual we're having today is going to tell us some great stories about his documentary, about his new book called Freedom Fighter. And it is a companion to his award-winning Majid El Shafi documentary. And so we're going to be able to see that. It is released now already on September 18th. It was released. So we'll be able to see that and hear that about him in just a few minutes. And you know, we're just getting everything ready. Tomorrow we have Karen Durham, and she is from Israel. So getting some courageous people here on the show. Yes, we are. We're getting some courageous people here on the show because these individuals are in areas that are hostile. And they're following their faith. Karen, of course, is a pastor of a church in Jerusalem. And we'll have her tomorrow. We're excited about that. She'll be at the first segment tomorrow. And we're going to see some great things happen. I had a friend, Ron Huster, put on my Facebook that moving on up, that the people that we're doing is just amazing, the people that we're getting on the air with us. And, you know, it's a good thing to see people coming in and doing their part and just being a blessing to our ministry and what we're doing. The guest and the host, the guests that we're getting are top-notch. B.B. Winans, Michael Norris. And I treat every guest like they're a top-notch person. And just because I didn't mention any other names, those are just some recognizable names. But I treat everyone like they're top-notch. I treat them like they're top-notch because I believe they are. I believe that they are very much blessed. And it's good. It's very good to have the people that we do get on the air. But that's God opening doors. That's God doing things for us. God bringing things for us. God showing us, just giving us the opportunity to work with people like that. Only God can do that. Amen. Only God can bring the people that you need in your life and the people that you need at the time. You know, I was talking to a good friend this past week, and actually even with Freddie Washington yesterday as well, almost the same conversation, in that the doors that God opens are doors you can never open. And they're doors that can never be shut because God opens those doors. And when you have that friendship, that relationship with God, that you just trust in Him and you're faithful to the things that He has called you to do. God will do amazing things for you. God will open up doors, make things happen, and change people's lives. And you know what? You're going to be amazed. You know, yesterday's, I think, a highlight from Freddie's interview was that he was just amazed at how God just did some wonderful, wonderful things for him. He was amazed how God just did an amazing, amazing thing for his life. And we have to be amazed like that as well. We have to be amazed that God is going to do some good things. But you know what? I tell you what. When you see God, and this is what Freddie said, and this is after I even replied this to, I kind of mentioned this to Freddie as well. I go, didn't that humble you? When you see God's hand on something, it humbles you. It makes you feel like, why me, Lord? You know, you could use anyone else in the world, and you're using me. You keep that heart, you keep that mind, God's going to use you in a great way. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And you can always hear us here at the station at Rev Media Network. But if you want to email me, david@revmedianetwork.com, david@revmedianetwork.com, then that'll be good. We'd love to get an email from you and talk about things. We've had some mail come in. We're going to be praying for some people. And we got our guest coming in right now. We'll be right back in just a minute. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time, have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, you know, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension. It was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
I'm often asked, why are my kids all different, though I raised them all the same? My answer, because you raised them all the same. Hi, I'm Trace Embry with a word from Shepherd's Hill Farm. Kids right out of the womb are like lumps of DNA clay. This is what I would call their nature.
Some of that DNA. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. And we are very privileged to have someone that is standing in all the persecution and turmoil that is out there. And they are standing in faith and just walking the walk that God's called them to. Mr. Majid El Shafi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
We welcome you to the show, my brother. And for those that don't know you, please just tell us some of your testimony, if you don't mind, because you were of another faith, and then you came to Christianity. Tell us, first of all, who you are, and then how you came to Christianity.
Well, I was born from a wonderful Muslim family back home in Egypt. Most of my family worked in the legal career. The uncle was judge in the Egyptian Supreme Court. My brother was a lawyer. My father was a lawyer. When you're born from a family like this, you found a huge, big library in your bedroom full of books about freedom and human rights and justice. After I finished my high school, I went to the law school in Alexandria. where the persecution of the Christians shocked me to the core. And in my opinion, you don't persecute anybody unless you are scared from the truth that they carry. So my conclusion was, they don't persecute us, but they persecute Jesus in us. Mm. I start to read the Bible. I start to understand what is Christianity. I start to understand Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship with God. And I came to the Lord in the age of 18 years old. I was arrested. I was tortured in the Egyptian prison. They hang me upside down. They beat me. They shaved the hair of my head, and they put me in cold and hot water. And in the end, they cut in the back of my left shoulder to the bone, and they put salt and lemon on my open wounds. I received the death penalty. I was able to escape from my house arrest. And through Amnesty International and United Nations, I came here to Canada 10 years ago.
Wow, that's quite a journey, my brother. That's quite a journey. Now, what does leave your home life like back home? As far as when you left, what happened with that?
I received the death penalty, as I said, with my family did disown me. I lost everything when I came to the Lord and when I believed in Him. But I will do it again.
Amen.
I don't believe that they can hurt our souls. They can hurt our body differently, but they cannot touch our souls. That's my belief.
Oh, amen, amen. So, what kind of ministry opportunities came up to you afterwards?
When I came here to Canada, I started One Free World International. Free Human Rights is an organization to defend the persecuted Christians worldwide and the minorities. Right now, we have 20 branches around the world. We took over 300 cases. We never lost one of them. Basically, we went to Pakistan, Afghanistan. I get shot at 5 times in the last 7 years. I got shot at 7 times in the last 5 years.
Wow.
But I went to Iraq, Afghanistan, all to the front line of the Christian church. But the Lord always spared my life by the grace of the Lord. And we started one of the cases that become very well known internationally. It's a little girl by the name Neha. She was raped in the age of 2 years and a half old. As a child, because her father refused to convert from Christianity to Islam. So we was able to help her from in Pakistan and to get her here to Canada to the safe shore. This is one of the most famous rescue cases that we had. Above all, right now we create this documentary movie. It's called Freedom Fighter. And Freedom Fighter, the book as well, basically documenting all our work, the persecution that's happening to the Christians. It's an incredible account to what's happening today in our world. Many people don't know that there is one persecuted Christian worldwide every 3 minutes. Last year, over 165,000 Christians was killed for their faith, between 200 to 300 million persecuted Christians worldwide. And people don't know that. And we are one of the very few organizations that actually defending them.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what countries is most of this persecution happening?
I would say 80% of the persecution that we 75% 80% of the persecution that we see happening to the Christians right now in the Muslim nations. So we have Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Egypt, Iran, mostly the Muslim nations. But the 20% you found it in the communist countries, such as China, North Korea, Cuba, and as well in Hindu countries, such as India. So that's what we're facing right now.
Wow. And then are most your cases from that 75-80% area?
We have 28 branches around the world, so we deal with every case on earth. From the Iranian situation to the genocide that's happening in Nigeria, to the Christians, to the persecution that's happening to the Christians in Pakistan, to the disaster that's facing the Christian minority in Afghanistan, even though our Canadians and American troops fighting for the freedom of this nation.
Now, how receptive was the Canadians and the Americans as well with your ministry and with your message of need?
Well, I spoke in the American Congress at least twice this year. I testified in front of the American Congress. In front of the Canadian Parliament, I at least testified 5 or 6 times. So they've been receiving the message, but they didn't. They have hard time implement our advices and our recommendation with regard to the persecution. You see, most of these countries receive aid and international trade from the United States and Canada. And our idea is to connect the aid and the international trade to the improvement of human rights and the rights of the minorities in these countries, which is mean that we do not give the aid unless there is improvement of human rights, make it connected. So if their human rights improve, we give them more. If human rights disprove, we give them less. But I think the Western governments right now having hard time doing this advice.
Mm. That's amazing. Now, how about the churches? Have you been out to churches and stuff to talk to them?
Yes. Well, the churches in North America also in a little dilemma. I will tell you why. Our world divided to 2 zones, a conflict zone and a comfort zone. The more that you are in the comfort zone, like North America or Europe or Australia, the more that the churches really don't care. They just need more people in their congregation. Very few churches that stood with us on the front lines, but not many churches willing to receive the message of the persecution that happened to the Christians. And they want to focus more on healing and prosperity, which is excellent. Of course, the Lord promised healing and prosperity, but He also promised persecution. if you follow me, you will carry a cross on your shoulder.
Amen.
And the problem is that they are not aware of it, that persecution will hit North America sooner or later, if it's not here already. And that's what they are unaware of.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, do you have any churches working with you here in the United States?
Yeah, we have many churches and we have many partners in Seattle, in New York, in Texas. We have a few partners and we have a few churches, but we're definitely open for more.
Now, do you find that a person may have a bigger heart for this if they've been through this, what you've gone through, or they know of a family member or friend that has gone through it?
Yeah, of course, the personal experience has its own effect. However, right now, with the level of persecution that we are facing around the world and is getting worse, especially in the Middle East, we really need the North American churches to wake up.
Amen.
To understand that persecution is not a matter of pain and suffering. It's not a matter of talking about pain and suffering. Persecution is about forgiveness and victory in Jesus' name. You will never know your belief until you get thrown in the hot water. You will never know your faith and the depths of your faith until you hear the message of persecution. Our church was founded on the persecution, on the blood of the martyrs. So we hope that the churches in North America will be more open to stand in the front line side by side with the persecuted church.
That's very true. That's very true. Now, what are some of the steps that you take when you do take on a case? And what's some of the steps that you take?
Well, for number one, we start a campaign. So we have around 4,000 members in our network. And we start campaign within something called Action Alert, where we inform our members, and all our members send letters and emails to the governments who persecute these Christians requesting the release, and to their own government as well. So we send the emails and letters to the American president or to the prime minister of Canada. All of this, if you join our organization, which is easy, all what you have to do is just to go to our website, which is www.onefreeworldinternational.org. You can join our organization and you will be added to the to our network, and you will receive our action alert. The second step, our team on the ground. As I said, we have 28 branches around the world, and we have teams on the ground. So, for example, when they attacked the Christians in Nigeria, our team on the ground immediately was able to provide medical supplies, aid, support to the best of their ability, even to rescue people from their homes and to fund a safe shelter for them. So this is the process normally that we go through.
Amen. Now, so you have 20 centers out there, that 20 branches. Can you tell us some of the countries?
28 branches.
Can you tell us how many? I mean, can you just give us some of the names and places those branches are at?
Some of these branches is underground.
Okay.
They are what we call them intelligent resources, which is mean that they inform us if there is any persecution or any arrest was made. But we found some of them in the main countries that have the persecution, such as Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Nigeria, Iran, North Korea, China. So we are located in a very strategic countries.
Amen. Now, how was your documentary when it was released? Well, has it been released, your documentary?
Yeah, it has been released. We won 4 international awards. 2 of them were secular awards, actually. Film festivals. So we won 4 awards for it. It's a documentary that everybody that saw it indicated that this was an open eyes and experience, and is really changing life. So I hope everybody will be able to see it, to understand the situation and the persecution that's happening to the Christians around the world.
Now, is it on DVD already?
It's already on DVD. You can also order it by contacting our website, www.onefreeworldinternational.org, or you will find it on the Amazon.
Okay, so they can find it on Amazon. And the name of the DVD?
The name of the DVD, Freedom Fighter.
Amen.
The name of the DVD and the book. And the book, both of them under the name Freedom Fighter.
Amen. Now, let's talk about your book. Why did you, you put the documentary together, and did you feel led to put a book to go with it as well? Tell us about what they're going to get when they get this book.
Yes, well, the book will mention more details about the what we see. The movie, talking about 4 or 5 countries, which is Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, and China, and the situation of the persecution of the minorities in these countries. But any movie cannot be more than 1 hour, 1 hour and 15 minutes. Our movie is around 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
You cannot make a movie. You cannot make a movie 5 hours. You know what I mean. So we did the book to put more details, to put more material that the people would be able to educate it. The most beautiful thing in this movie and the book, it does not focus on the pain and the suffering of the people. It's the opposite. It's focused more on the victory and the forgiveness. And the idea that persecuted Christians is not a victim, but victor in Jesus' name. So it's really, the book was more to take the people in the depth of what's happening around the world.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And what do you want when people finish this book? They've read it. They may have even seen the movie. What do you want them to get? What do you want them in their heart just to feel?
I want them to be able more to take an action. The Bible said faith without action is a dead faith. We see today, once you know the problem, once you know the conflict, you have 2 options. You become part of the problem, or you become the heart of the solution. So I want you to be a heart of the solution. And I want you to join One Free World International in our fight against the persecution. If you don't like One Free World International, join any other organization that's willing to help the persecuted church. I don't care which organization, I don't care which one you want to be involved in, but do something. Stand up, speak up, make yourself voice for the voiceless. One thing I need the people to know in the end of this interview, and this is a very important message, And if you did not understand or hear anything from what I said previously, remember this as long as you live. The persecuted Christians is dying, but they're still smiling. They are a very deep, dark night, but they still have the candle of hope. Our enemy has a very strong army. Our enemy has a very strong weapon. But we have the Lord Almighty, make no mistake. Believe me when I tell you, after every night, there is new morning coming new day. After every storm, there is sunshine. And after every persecution, there is victory in Jesus' name. Remember this as long as you live. They can always kill the dreamer, but no one can kill the dream. Thank you for having me in your show, my brother.
Amen. Amen, my brother. Before you go, please tell us, what is your biggest need?
The biggest need right now, number one, is prayers. I need people to pray. There is persecution every day, and I need you to pray every day for the persecuted Christians. We need the financial funds and support. Our enemy is very rich enemy. The Muslim extremists and the persecution that happened to the Christians to rescue little girl Neha and seven members of her family from Pakistan to Canada, the little girl that I was telling you about that was raped, it cost the organization $70,000.
Wow.
To rescue her. $70,000. Airline ticket to get her out of the prison, to put her, to smuggle her outside the country. We just rescued another family from Afghanistan. They converted from Islam to Christianity. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of money to get these people and to save their lives. But you cannot put a price on lives.
Amen.
No matter how expensive it is, we have to do it because it's all worth it. So when you see them alive, when you see them standing up on their feet and declaring the victory of the Lord, you cannot put price on them.
Amen. Amen. Please give us your website one more time.
www.one, which is O-N-E, free, which is F-R-E-E, world, W-O-R-L-D, international.org.
Amen. For those just tuning in, we're talking to Majid El-Chafi, and he is talking about his book and his DVD, Freedom Fighter, and his message is we have to help. We have to do something. We can't ignore it anymore here in the United States or anywhere around the world, that we got to get involved. And one way you can get involved is going to his onefreeworldinternational.org website, reading some material, signing up for his newsletter or his email list. And that way you can find out where you can fit in to help him. And my brother, before you go, I would love for you to pray for those that are being persecuted right now, but also pray for those who get active in helping you.
Amen. Well, dear Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Almighty God, for your gift on the cross. We thank you that you died for our pain and our sin and our disease. And we thank you, Lord, that you rose again to give us the way and the truth and the life. We thank you even in a tough time, even in the hard time, because we know, Almighty God, and we believe that after every night there is new morning. After every storm there is sunshine, and after every persecution there is victory in Jesus' name. So we pray today, Almighty God, we pray for the United States, we pray for Canada, we pray that you will protect our land and you will protect our soldiers and you will bring them home safe and sound. We pray, Almighty God, for the persecuted church. We pray, Almighty God, that you will take them from the shadow of death to the shadow of life. We pray even for our persecutors. We pray even for the people who persecute us, Almighty God. As you said, love your enemy, bless who will curse you. And you proved it on the cross when you said, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they are doing. So we pray even for our persecutors that you will open their eyes for the only way and the only truth and the only life. I pray, Almighty God, that, and I hold in your promise, in the Bible, if you believe in me in the size of mustard seed, you will remove mountains. So, Almighty God, we remove the mountain of pain. We remove the mountain of persecution. We remove the mountain of ignorance. We remove the mountain of despair. We remove the mountain of defeat. And we are calling for the mountain of victory. We are calling for the mountain of forgiveness. We are calling for the mountain of love. We are calling for the mountain of Jesus Christ in our life and our hearts. Almighty God, I will ask from you to baptize us right now in your love and in your mercy and in your grace. In his almighty lovely name we pray, and in Jesus, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, we worship and we believe. Amen.
Amen and amen. Give him your website one more time.
www.onefreeworldinternational.org, my brother.
Amen. Amen. And if we can do anything for you, if you need to promote anything else, just give us a holler. If you have a special story or testimony, I'd love to have you back and just you testifying of everything that's going on with you out there. And that way we can probably get these guys, these leaders, these listeners, and everybody just to try and chime in and see what they can do to help you.
Amen. God bless you, man. Take care.
God bless you. Take care. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen. That was Mr. Majid El Shafi, and he is an amazing man. Persecuted. He was beaten, excommunicated. He was disowned him, but he still followed Jesus. He still followed Jesus. No matter what, he still followed Jesus. That is an amazing thing to have a person with that heart, with that mind, with that attitude that says, I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus, no matter what. I encourage you now. I am doing my part by bringing people like him to you. And all I can do, like when you preach the gospel, my friends, all you can do is present an opportunity. Present an opportunity to someone. That's all you can do. And that's what we're doing. We're presenting an opportunity. We're bringing this person to you to see where you fit in. You pray about it. See what God puts on your heart. See if he challenges you. Maybe you've had a heart for those that were persecuted. Maybe you've had a heart for those that were hurting. Maybe you've had a heart for those that were just not making it in other countries. You know, I go to India all the time and I hear of all the stories of persecution, and usually when I go through, there was a radio persecution before I got there. These people are hurting. They have no other way. If they're following the Lord, a lot of times they're not going to be able to connect and to actually get some of the benefits of the government or of the area that they're at. They're excommunicated again. They're disowned from families. These people are real. They're living and breathing just like you and me. There's no difference. The only difference is they need your help. They need your help. Hey, we're in a blessed country here in the United States. If you're in Europe and in Canada, Australia, you know, places where there's abundance, places where you have the opportunity to work and make a living. If you're in that kind of area, God is doing great things for you and blessing you. So if you're listening to this message and you're wondering how you can connect, please go visit onefreeworldinternational.org. Visit them. See where you can hook up and connect with them. See what you can do. You know, God is talking to someone out there, you know, about being involved and helping those that are hurting. You know, $70,000 just to move a young lady that was persecuted in Afghanistan. A family as well in Afghanistan cost them thousands of dollars to move a family as well. So they need your help financially, but they need your prayers. I mean, that was very nice. The first thing he asked for was prayers. You know, I interview a lot of people, and I can see this man's heart. And I'm glad that he was brought to us to our interview and be able to be on Midwatch with y'all today. But other than that, my friends, I want you to keep us in prayer. Keep things in prayer. See what God has led in your heart to do for this individual's ministry, and also for Rev Media Network, whatever you want to help out, do whatever. Remember, our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can email us, david@revmedianetwork.com, and it will be tomorrow with Karen Durnham. Let me make sure I get her name right. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Please give me 1 second, and I will find out exactly how I'm pronouncing her name. And you know what? I'm going to need more than 1 second because my calendar on my laptop didn't have it. And I think I entered it, but Dunham. Karen Dunham. That is the correct name. And we'll be visiting with her. She's calling all the way from Jerusalem. So that's going to be an instant call. All right. For those that don't know it, we're out. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. And we'll catch you next time.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.